Hey guys, what's up? We are back here with another episode of College Football Roundup, where we discuss the top 20 games in the upcoming college football week. Last week, or yesterday, was a pretty good week for us, as Statsheet went 14-6 and I went 15-5, closing the gap to just a two-game lead heading into week 5 of the college football season, as the matchups get bigger and bigger and the stakes become more and more impressive as we head into this week. What are your thoughts? I know last week there was a lot going on. Clemson about lost to Wake. You had the Arkansas upset loss to Texas A&M. You had USC almost losing to Oregon State. You did have Kansas State beating Oklahoma. You had a bunch of big things. You had the two basketball schools in Duke and Kansas. Kansas now starting off the year 4-0, same as Syracuse. What are your thoughts on the previous week of college football?
It was a great week of college football to watch. Not a great week to try and pick, even though we ended up pretty good at 15-5 and 14-6. A lot of games that were close and down to the wire, a lot of upsets. With Texas Tech beating Texas, like you said, Arkansas losing to A&M, Kansas State beating Oklahoma, USC survives a close one against Oregon State on the road. Even the Thursday night game, Virginia Tech, West Virginia, we got that one wrong. We both had Virginia Tech, and obviously West Virginia won that one 33-10. But yeah, it was a good week. We disagreed on, let me see here, 5 games. So that was a pretty solid amount. So yeah, it was a fun week of football, a great week to watch.
Yeah, so we will head on into this week's games. We have the first 17 matchups, and then we have our big three matchups. Starting off with the first one, Washington at USC. What are your thoughts on this upcoming matchup?
UCLA, but yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think this will be a good game. Washington playing really good. And this they've been playing really good so far this season, undefeated, 18th in the country. Although I'm sure the new AP poll has came out by now, I think. Usually comes out about 1 o'clock. I'm trying to see here. I got it right here. Week 5 is out. Let me see where Washington's at. Washington has jumped up to 15, so they've jumped 3 spots. They're up to 15 in the country. So they've had a good season. UCLA, not in the top 25. They received 3 votes. But I think UCLA will win this game. I think it'll be a close game. I really could see it going either way, but with it being at UCLA, I'm going to take the Bruins. But they've played some close games with Bowling Green and South Alabama, so no guarantees here.
Yeah, heading into this matchup, really I would say this. It comes down to one person, or, well, I'll say this. It comes down to one position. That is between Dorian Thompson-Robinson and Michael Penix. Yeah. Whoever wins the quarterback battle will win this game. I expect it to be a high-scoring affair. I expect it to be a really entertaining game and one that probably comes down to the wire. I'm going to pick Washington just for the sake of picking something opposite of you, but really I think this is a 50-50 matchup. I don't have feelings strongly one way or another, so I'm picking the Huskies. I think that UCLA is a little bit worse based on what they've shown throughout the season compared to Washington. Washington did play dominant against Michigan State. They've played well throughout the season, so I'm going to pick the Huskies to win this matchup, though I could 100% see UCLA winning this matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Heading into the next matchup, another really elite matchup, Oklahoma State at Baylor. What are your thoughts about this game? Another, like, top 15 matchup, I believe.
Yeah, this is a big one. Oklahoma State ranked 9, Baylor ranked 16. So it's going to be a good game. It's at Baylor. I think Baylor's going to win because I feel like their defense is better. I think both these offenses are probably pretty even. Baylor getting it done through the run game so far this year, done a nice job of that. And I think that they're going to win this game. Once again, they're the home team. I think that gives them an advantage. And I just think Baylor's defense is what's going to win this game. And this is a rematch of the Big 12 championship from last year. That was a fun game. Came down to the last yard. Last yard there. So I think that'll be something to watch here in this one to see if anything else changes.
Yeah. Just a point that I want to make about the AP poll is, like, somebody on something, because North Carolina still has 9 votes and Notre Dame has none. I'm not saying, like, Notre Dame should have votes, but...
Your poll's not up there.
No, I know. I just looked back to see how many votes they had last week.
I got you.
But they have 9 votes. I don't understand how that is even possible or why or anything. Just a point that I want to make because of the simple fact of Notre Dame beat North Carolina pretty bad at North Carolina. That, anyway, doesn't make sense to me. I'm not going to say too much other than Kansas is 4-0. Either way, heading on to my pick in this matchup. Again, this is completely 50-50. I'm picking Oklahoma State. I'm picking both the road teams, which probably means I'm probably going 1-1 in both of these matchups just for the simple sake of it's going to be a tough matchup. But I think Oklahoma State, I think that they're going to want to win this game. I think that they're going to be determined to win this one. But I have no idea. Baylor didn't look great against BYU is about all I'm basing this on. I have no idea, really, with this matchup. I think both teams have pieces in which they can pull from that make it a good environment. For them, Oklahoma State has had some pretty good offense this year. So I'm putting a lot of stake on Spencer Sanders to play well in this game, which is, I don't know if something I should be relying on, but it is something I'm relying on. Heading on to the next matchup, Michigan at Iowa. Who do you have in this matchup?
I'm going to take Michigan just because Iowa's offense can't score. It doesn't matter what kind of defense they play against, they can't score. I trust Michigan's offense more than Iowa's offense, and both these defenses are about the same. It is at Iowa, so that is a little tricky one there, playing, you know, on the road in Iowa. Everybody knows it's hard to win there, but I think Michigan will come out on top.
This game, I've gone back and forth on it, back and forth and back and forth, and I really have no idea who I want to pick for the simple reason of Iowa cannot score points. They did have a better day offensively against Rutgers. I don't know. Michigan looked bad against Maryland. They struggled. I'm taking Iowa for the simple reason that winning at Iowa is so incredibly difficult. But that's about the only reason for me. But all three of these games, like, I could not give you a... I would not bet on any of these three for the simple reason of, hey, you couldn't bet in the... South Carolina anyway, but there is just absolutely nothing in this that tells me anything sort of a definite response. Other thing that college football that was just announced is Georgia Tech board has a special meeting scheduled for Monday. So is Jeff Collins going to be fired come Tuesday or Monday afternoon?
Oh yeah, he's gone.
So,
he's gone for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I think I basically said that in my preview of Georgia Tech, if you want to check that one out. Either way, heading on to the Brett Venables now loss, one loss team, Oklahoma at TCU. What were your thoughts on that game last night going into this week for Oklahoma? Are they able to rebound?
That was a great game. Oklahoma just could not stop Adrian Martinez running the ball. And they also couldn't stop Deuce Vaughn. He was an animal. They could not bring him down all night long for the most part. But I think Oklahoma will rebound here on the road at TCU. I think they're going to get the win here. And I think they're going to come out with a pretty big statement win here. I think they'll win pretty significantly in this one.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma wins this game. Though I think that Oklahoma is going to rebound, and that's why I think they'll win this game. But TCU looked good against SMU. That's not a bad SMU team. So, or at least what we expect to be a decent SMU team. So I could see this possibly being maybe a little bit more of a difficult matchup, but I'm going to take Oklahoma. But don't get me wrong, I could definitely see a TCU victory coming into this week. Heading on to next week, we have the battle of the two upset teams, Texas Tech heading to Kansas State. Who do you got in this matchup?
I'm taking Kansas State. Looking at the poll, they are now ranked number 25. 25. So they've made it into the top 25, and I think that they're gonna get the win here. I just don't see Texas Tech being able to stop Deuce Vaughn and that Kansas State offense. Adrian Martinez has played really well since transferring to Kansas State from Nebraska. He's played a lot well, which I, like I said last night in my stream of this game, might have something to say about Scott Frost and his staff,
yes.
The way Martinez is playing now.
They were right about him being a generational, or not a generational, but a good quarterback. They were just wrong that they could develop him.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think Kansas State's going to get the win here. I just think they're the better team, and it's at home.
I think that Kansas State gets the win here, but with how crazy college football's been so far, I could definitely see Texas Tech winning this game. Because, like, let's all remind everyone that Kansas State lost the prior week to Tulane. Let me say that again. They lost to Tulane at home and then went on the road and beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So let's just remind everybody of that fact. So college football is, again, crazy, and I could see them losing this game. And I know I continue to say that. But, like, college football is such an such a balanced game in a sense, but unbalanced also in a sense. So I'm picking Kansas State, but if Texas Tech plays like they did against Texas, anything can happen in this game.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Heading on to the next matchup, Wake Forest at Florida State. What were your thoughts about Wake Forest yesterday? Obviously, their offense clicking on all cylinders against supposedly elite Clemson defense. Now there may be some question marks, especially in the secondary. But Wake Forest defensively showed us exactly what we thought they would give us in a bad defensive performance. What were your thoughts on Wake in that game, and what about this upcoming matchup?
I didn't really understand at the end of the game when Wake Forest started running the ball just over and over and over. Now, the run game was working, but what had gotten them to where they were at was the deep ball on the secondary. And I think they really just wore down Clemson's defense with so many plays and stuff. But I think this is going to be a close game, but big game for the ACC between number 22 and number 23. But I think Wake Forest is going to come out on top. Now, it is going to be tough for them traveling to Tallahassee, but I think they're going to win this game. I think it'll be a close game. But with Jordan Travis a little banged up, now he played good last night, but a little banged up, not fully healthy. I don't know how effective he's going to be in the run game, and I think Wake Forest just has more weapons offensively.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there are a lot of weapons offensively for Wake, but I think that there are as many weapons for Florida State and Jordan Travis. Even though I think Wake offensively is good, I think with this game being in Tallahassee, it gives Florida State a slight edge in this game. I feel like it's in the middle of the day. It's at 3:30. That's just, it's going to be hot. And it's not that Wake Forest isn't used to playing in a hot environment, but playing in Tallahassee in that type of weather generally just wears people out in a different way. So I think that Florida State is able to win this game, and it's kind of a must-win in a sense if they want to compete for the ACC Atlantic Division, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Atlantic.
If they want to compete for the ACC Atlantic, because the following 2 weeks they have NC State and Clemson, then they have kind of a bye week, an easy game against Georgia Tech, a supposed easy game against Miami after that debacle.
Yeah.
And then a game against Syracuse, Louisiana, and Florida to end off the year. So not an easy schedule for Florida State whatsoever, with only games against like Georgia Tech, Louisiana, and Miami being the three easiest. And even then, those aren't particularly easy games.
Another thing, I just looked up the weather for Tallahassee on Saturday. Another factor that could go into that is it's supposed to rain on Saturday.
Yeah.
It says it's 82 degrees. With supposed to rain, so that also may have a factor in both teams' passing game.
I think that helps Florida State more than helps Wake Forest, just for the simple fact that Florida State's a little bit better at running the ball than Wake Forest is.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
So, heading on to the next matchup, we have, let's see here, another interesting one, Illinois at Wisconsin. Wisconsin coming off a Another Ohio State performance, as I have dubbed it now. They got smacked around by Ohio State. Illinois playing some pretty good football. They beat Chattanooga, I believe.
31-0 yesterday.
Thursday night.
Thursday.
Because I'm like, I don't remember watching them play. I'm like, who did that's I try? Right. But Illinois, after a bad week one start, they got it back together against Virginia. Then they beat Wyoming to begin the season. Look at this. Week one, or week zero, week one, week three, week four. Either way, I looked up their scores, and Google gave me, like, a crisscross pattern here, and I was very confused. Either way, point being, what are your thoughts on this Wisconsin-Illinois game?
I think Wisconsin's going to win. It's a home game. I think Braylon Allen will have a big game for Wisconsin. And I just think their offenses are probably about the same. Illinois may have a slight edge, but Wisconsin's defense, I feel like, is much better than Illinois' defense. And I know Illinois' defense has played well this year, but they haven't really played any teams with a good offense. Now, Virginia has some weapons, but they obviously haven't played great this year, anywhere near the level they were last year. I think that Wisconsin's going to get the win and beat Illinois and get back on the right track.
Yeah. And then heading on into the next matchup, we have – or no, I'm sorry. I have to say my prediction. I always forget this. I think Illinois wins this game. I think that Illinois has started to show that they can play the same dominant brand of football that Wisconsin says they can provide. But I think that Illinois has a little bit better passing attack than Wisconsin does. I think Graham Mertz is an absolute disaster zone. I think Braylon Allen is the better running back. But Chase Brown is not bad himself. He's not that far behind. So I think that Illinois is the more complete and more round team, even though this game is in Camp Randall. Wisconsin has continually shown me that they have a hard time being able to just win games like this sometimes. Whenever it's a team that plays the same style that they did. So I'm taking the Illini in this game. Heading on to the next matchup, Kentucky at Ole Miss. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so Kentucky at Ole Miss. Kentucky struggled a little bit yesterday, but came out on top pretty handily there in the end. Ole Miss has played good football, but they haven't really played any competition, and neither has Kentucky really other than Florida. I'm taking Kentucky in this one. I just trust the coaching staff at Kentucky and Will Levis more than I trust Jackson Dart or whoever Ole Miss decides to run out there and Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I think that Kentucky wins this game. This is a game that I could see going both ways with it being at Ole Miss. But I think that Will Levis is just good enough in order to get the Kentucky Wildcats to win this game here. But there's a lot of pressure on this team. You're a top 10 team in the country. You're number 8 overall. Talk about the basketball schools being ranked.
Yeah.
Kentucky's number 8 in the country. That's a lot of pressure on you, but you got to perform when the pressure is on you the most. I have Kentucky winning this game, but I could also see this matchup being a tough one there. Heading on to the next matchup, we have Purdue at Minnesota. Give me your prediction on this game, and then I have a quick question about Minnesota.
Yeah, so I have Minnesota beating Purdue. Purdue struggled yesterday against Florida Atlantic. That game came down, I believe they won it 28-26, and it came down to the wire there. But I think that Minnesota is just the better team here. It's a home game. I think Muhammad Ibrahim is going to have a big game yet again, and I think Minnesota is going to win.
So I believe Minnesota is going to win this game. Purdue has struggled at certain points throughout the season, and they screwed me against Penn State, so I'm not happy with them at the moment. So, a quick question with the Golden Gophers. They're 4-0 at the moment.
Uh-huh.
You have them beating Purdue. Let's say they beat Purdue. Then they play Illinois the next week. Win-loss.
Win.
Penn State.
That's home game, right?
No, that's at...
No, Illinois.
Oh, Illinois, that's on the road.
Oh, on the road. I still think they probably win that game.
At Penn State.
That's going to be a tough one. Both those teams playing really good.
I think that's a season-defining game. If you win that game and come home with a W, you are now 7-0 with basically Big Ten West hopes on the line, and then heading into a Big Ten championship. Then you play Rutgers, then you play Nebraska, Northwestern. All of those are pretty semi-easy games. Then you play Iowa at home, and then play on the road at Wisconsin. Both of those are not easy games, but with Iowa at home, I expect that to be a pretty easy game compared to if it was on the road. And then Wisconsin, that's going to be a tough matchup, but it's winnable.
Yeah.
So heading on to your next team, we have our next game, Rutgers at Ohio State. Thoughts on this one?
Ohio State's going to kill them.
Yeah, I feel bad for Rutgers. I think they may prove a couple of points, maybe hang around for maybe a quarter, but probably not. Rutgers, I like Rutgers. I think they're a solid program, but
they're no match for Ohio State.
No, they have no defensive backs to hang with Jackson Smith and Jigba, that wide receiver core. On to another interesting matchup, Iowa State at Kansas.
Yeah, so Iowa State at Kansas, this is going to be a fun game. We'll see if Kansas can stay unbeaten. I'm going to take Iowa State in this game just because I think it's a 50-50 matchup. And just to give us another game to disagree on, I'm going to take Iowa State.
I'm taking Kansas. I'm taking Kansas until they lose a game, guys. I'm going to say it right now. It's Kansas riding and dying with the Jayhawks. So, Lance Leipold, you better win these games. Otherwise, I'm coming to Lawrence to have a discussion with you. Heading on to the next matchup, Michigan State at Maryland. Michigan State looked really bad against Minnesota earlier this weekend. What are your thoughts on the Spartans as they head to Maryland?
Not only did they look bad against Minnesota, they looked bad against Washington the week before.
Yeah, this is a team that is on the ropes season-wise.
And I think they're going to be even more on the ropes in season. Pretty much anything outside of, you know, just a normal bowl game done for them after this weekend, because I have them losing to Maryland. I think Maryland's a better team. It's a home game. Maryland played really good against Michigan.
They really should have beaten them.
Yeah,
honest.
Only lost by a touchdown. Should have won the game. So I think they'll beat the other Michigan school, Michigan State.
Heading on to the next, again, I keep doing that. Stupid. I have Maryland winning this game. Michigan State has proven nothing to me this year. I like Mel Tucker somewhat. But, like, I kind of saw this coming in a sense. This was a tough schedule for Michigan State. And I like Maryland. I think they have some good pieces. I think Taulia Tagovailoa is good. I think they have a good defensive line and linebackers. I think they have some solid players overall. Heading on to the next matchup, SMU versus UCF. What is your thoughts on this game as SMU and UCF both have had their struggles throughout the season, but both have also had their victories throughout it?
Yeah, both of them have struggled. SMU's played better so far throughout the season, and that's why I'm going to take them to beat UCF. I mean, it's really a toss-up game, in my opinion. It's at UCF, so that kind of gives UCF a slight advantage. But I just think SMU is the better team here.
I'm going to take UCF basically just to disagree with you. I have absolutely no idea.
I was thinking about doing it.
Yeah, I it's a home game for UCF. That's the reason why I'm taking the Golden Knights. If your stadium's called the Jump House, you got to win some games at the Jump House.
Yeah.
So, Texas A&M, the Aggies coming off a big win against the Razorbacks in Arlington, Virginia. Now heading on the road to the state of the Cowbells. That is Mississippi State. What do you think they do in Cowbell land?
I think Mississippi State's going to get the win here. We saw Arkansas struggle against A&M, and Arkansas is a very run-based offense, whereas Mississippi State is quite the opposite. And KJ Jefferson, he had some success in the passing game yesterday. So I'm going to take Mississippi State to win here. I think Will Rogers will probably throw for 450 yards and a couple of touchdowns, maybe a handful of touchdowns like he did yesterday. I believe he threw 6 touchdowns yesterday. Will Rogers did. I think I remember hearing that. Who did they play?
Bowling Green. He threw, yeah, 6 touchdowns.
6 of them, yeah. So I don't think he'll get quite that many against A&M, But I think he'll get his fair share in this one. Mississippi State will win.
I just don't like Jimbo Fisher. That's my reasoning. I'm picking Miss State. I hate Jimbo Fisher with such a passion. Either way, moving on to the next matchup. Talking about coaches I dislike at the moment, LSU at Auburn. Brian Kelly's family coming to Auburn to play them Tigers, which are struggling at the moment. Sorry for my southern accent there. But, yeah, LSU, the matchup of the Tigers. Both teams have had their fair share of struggles in the season and have looked bad. I think one of the Tigers has looked much worse, though.
Yeah, Auburn's looked terrible this year. Almost blew it yesterday against Missouri. That game should have went into overtime, but Missouri is the worst of the three Tigers. Struggling in the field goal game within, I think it was like a 34-yard field goal the dude missed. Might have even been inside 30 yards.
No, it was like, I think, a 25-yard
field goal. Yeah, 26, something like that.
And it was like, it's a kick that me and Lincoln could have made, and it's like, okay, if we can make that, you have issues.
Yeah, it was very sad watching him miss that one. But Auburn survived 17-14. And I believe they were up 14-0 with like 5 minutes to go in the first quarter and didn't score again except for a field goal. So their offense obviously isn't very good. I think LSU will win, but I think this will be – I don't think this is a game that should be on your slate for watching this weekend.
I think Brian Kelly and his family are going to take home a victory to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Unfortunately, I'd like to pick against Brian Kelly, but, like, Auburn is a flaming piece of garbage right now. So Brian Harskin might want to watch out for his job as well. Either way, heading on to the next game, another very, very, very interesting matchup of two basketball schools, one more successful than the other this year, Virginia at Duke. What are your thoughts as Mike Elko's Duke Blue Devils take on Tony Elliott's Virginia Cavaliers? And the reason why I point that out is Mike Elko, a former Notre Dame defensive coordinator, Tony Elliott, a former Clemson offensive coordinator. So.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Riley Leonard and Duke have looked good so far this year. Lost a close one to Kansas yesterday, I believe, by 8 points, 27-35. And Virginia comes in. They've been struggling. Obviously, when you look at the two teams, Virginia's offense is much more talent on that offense than on Duke's offense. The quarterback is much more talented for Virginia and Brennan Armstrong than Riley Leonard for Duke. But they haven't really played up to that level at all this year in really any game. They've struggled. They scored 20 points against Syracuse. They scored 3 against Illinois. They scored 17 against Old Dominion. They struggled, barely scored 20 against Richmond. And they're sitting at 2-2 on the season so far, I believe.
Yep. They did almost beat Syracuse, though.
They did. But still, the offense didn't look great, only scoring 20 points. I mean, I think Virginia's going to win this game just because I just don't know how Duke's going to react after to the first loss of the season. That'll be one thing to watch out for. But I'm hoping Virginia's offense can get something going. But I really just picked this one as just another one to disagree.
I'm taking Duke. I really think that Riley Leonard and Mike Elko have kind of found something there at Duke. I don't know how far it will go, but Virginia, like he's talked about, like I think he's almost proved my point for me in the sense that their offense has been awful. And Duke has looked good throughout the season, so I could see his point, though, also in that Duke struggling after their first loss of the season. But with this game being in Durham, with a combination of a good offense from Duke, a bad offense from Virginia, Mike Elko's defense playing pretty well. I think the things favored towards Duke, but I could see Virginia winning this with it just being a crazy college football game. Talking about a coachless team here, Arizona State, coachless with Herm Edwards getting fired the previous week. Heading to the Trojans of USC. How many points does Arizona State lose by?
I don't know. I know USC struggled this past week, but they will not struggle this week. Jordan Addison is going to be open all game long, as well as Mario Williams. Caleb Williams will throw for 350 yards, at least 4 touchdowns probably in this game, and they'll run for another 150, I would imagine. So Probably more than that. I'm looking at probably 500 plus yards of offense for USC. I think they put up 50, 60, maybe 70 points on Arizona State.
Yep, so that's going to wrap it up of our first 17 games. Make sure you stick it out as
Who'd
we
you
are.
take in that one?
Oh, I'm sorry, USC. Yeah, but well, I kind of made my point obvious in
Yeah.
that how many points was USC going to win by? But yes, you are right. I did take USC in this game. Well, like I said, that wraps up the first 17 games. Make sure you stay tuned as we head to our big three games heading on next after we head to this quick commercial break. What's up? And we are back now for our big three matchups. And well, I'm sure the arguments are going to get a little bit in depth as there is one game that we particularly disagree on. But let's start it off with the two games we do agree on. I know that's a little bit of a spoiler, but Alabama at Arkansas. Arkansas with the tough loss the previous weekend.
Yeah, Arkansas losing to A&M. I think that just makes it I think that just makes us feel even better that they're gonna lose this game. But at the same time, I don't think either of us were gonna pick Arkansas to beat Alabama had they beat A&M.
If they beat A&M pretty badly, I probably would have. You know what? Screw it. I'm picking Arkansas. You know what? Screw it. Picking the Razorbacks. They
All right,
better,
well.
Sam Pittman better have the best motivational speech of all time. Otherwise, I'm coming down to pay a bill.
There he goes. He'll have two stops to make after this week. He'll
Let's
be.
hope I'm stuck in South Carolina after this week. Because I don't want to have to head to Fayetteville and Lawrence, Kansas. Luckily,
He'll be
they're
on his
right
way to
next to each
Kansas, and he'll
other.
be on his way to Arkansas after this pick. And probably on his way, hopefully on his way to Raleigh, North Carolina as well.
It's a good thing I don't have to go to South Bend to complain about anything this week after a
Yeah.
dominating win
And you get a bye week.
and a bye week.
You've made a couple trips up there so far this season.
Let's hope I don't have to talk to Marcus Freeman anymore and tell. At least Tommy Rees did get it right in telling Drew Pine to do his effing job.
That got to him because he
Because,
threw for
like,
three touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah, and he went after he said the effing comment, he went 14 of 15 with
Yeah.
130 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions, no fumbles. So, like, Tommy Rees, like, that's some motivation there. It's just
Yeah.
all a guy to do his effing job, and well, there you go.
But yeah, I think Alabama's gonna win this game. You can go ahead and tell us why you think Arkansas is gonna win. Tell
Okay.
everybody on the podcast why you're gonna be wrong.
So I'm not gonna be wrong, guys. As always, just so you know, my predictions generally do come true. But with this game particularly,
Like they did back in
oh blah
week
blah.
two when he went
Point
9 and
being
11.
is this. I went 15-5 last week. Either way, we gotta hurry up with this. Otherwise we're gonna get dragged in the mud. Arkansas and Alabama. Alabama looked bad against Texas because Texas played ball control. They were able to pass some big plays down the field. And I get that Alabama generally does adjust. They look decent against Vandy. The reason why I say decent is it's Vandy, and yeah, it's Vandy. So the problem that I have with this game, if you're Alabama, is you looked bad. You're coming off a loss for Arkansas. If Arkansas just can use that to turn that into momentum, I think that the Razorbacks can win this. Also, I'm picking Arkansas for the simple fact of we do have so many games that we disagree on. So if I do miss this one, it isn't like this is the only one that we're disagreeing on. We have just three or four games that we're disagreeing on. I can give some room a little bit here. So I'm taking Arkansas. If I'm right about this, I better hear an apology from you coming next week.
No apology will be needed, though.
There will be an apology coming on the next podcast. So if you're listening, make sure you tune in because that will be the first thing that comes out of his mouth is I'm sorry. Heading on to the next matchup, we head to the Mormon state of Utah as the Oregon State Beavers have a tough loss that they just have to recover from as they head to Utah to play the Utes.
You want to go ahead and pick them to beat Utah too?
I'm really half tempted to, but
We're
to be
going on a
honest,
cross-country
with
road trip here this week.
but with how tough of a matchup that was last week, if Oregon State wins that game, I think that you still pick Utah just because of the momentum and then kind of the trap sense that
Something
this
we kind of
game.
saw with BYU against Oregon
Correct,
after
yes.
the close win against Baylor. Just kind of, uses everything up. We kind of saw it talking about baseball in the MLB playoffs last year with the Dodgers and Giants. They both kind of burned themselves out fighting for the division and then fighting in the playoffs against each other too. So that definitely has an effect on teams regardless of sport. And I think that the Oregon State is going to lose this game. I think Utah will probably win by about 10 points in this one, maybe more than that, depending on if the offense gets rolling or not. But yeah, I don't think Oregon State's going to win this game, but I think they will be competitive for a large majority of the game.
Though if they do win this game, this makes Oregon State the second best team in the Pac-12, period. Just because of how close they played against USC, unless if Washington blows the crap out of UCLA,
Yeah.
or vice versa, if UCLA blows the crap out of Washington, then maybe we can have a discussion.
I think USC's a top two team in the Pac-12. And then I think they're probably the top team right now if Oregon State were to beat Utah.
Yeah.
Like
If
right now, I
Oregon
think
State
it's
beats
Utah, then
Utah,
USC.
correct,
But if Oregon State beats Utah, then I think it's USC, Oregon State.
yeah. So with this matchup, I'm picking Utah, but I'm gonna be watching this game closely.
Yeah.
Though probably not really that closely because the
Because it's
game
going to
probably
be
won't
like
start
10
until like
o'clock. I'm going
10:30,
to look
11
up.
o'clock. Oh, I love watching some Pac-12 matchups.
Oh, it's at
Oh, two?
2 p.m.
No way.
2 p.m.
Oh, that's gonna be on my TV. Wait a second. Oh, but it's in Mountain Time, not Pacific Time. So it would only be one. It'd be noon that game kicks off Mountain
Yeah,
Time.
yeah.
So that makes a little more sense, somewhat, not really.
Yeah, not really.
Either way, moving on to the next game because I know we're gonna take a couple minutes here. Gonna close my Chromebook. Clemson, NC State. First, let's hear your thoughts. What did you think about that Clemson matchup? As obviously Clemson had some struggles in it, but you also had some bright spots, especially with DJ. Did show some momentum, did show some progress, but do preface it with it was Wake Forest defense that they played.
If I had to pick a side of the ball to struggle, I definitely would want it to be the defense. So I'm happy with the offense. DJ played great, 371 yards, 5 touchdowns, no picks. Shipley ran for over 100 yards and a touchdown. Hopefully Pace will be all right. He only had 3 or 4 carries, hurt his ankle on his first one, no contact at all as soon as he touched the ball, so hopefully he'll be all right. But yeah, the main thing that killed us defensively was just the pass interference calls. There were so many there from the inexperienced corners. It will definitely help this week if Sheridan Jones and Malcolm Green are able to return, just given some experience and some talent back at corner. The secondary's really banged up there. Now the safety position is good, other than Andrew Makubo, because you have R.J. Mickens and Jalen Phillips in there at safety, and Tyler Venables getting in the mix as well. So the safeties are good, other than Makubo. Now Makubo is a big loss because he's the best player in the back half of that defense.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely hope to get Sheridan Jones back and Malcolm Green for this NC State game. And Nate Wiggins coming back. He didn't play a great game, but this was his first game back from injury, so hopefully he'll improve in time for NC State. And if these cornerbacks can really fix some of the stuff that they were doing. Now, some of the pass interference plays, it was actually a smart play because they got beat over the top and they were going to give up a touchdown.
Yeah, especially on like that first one. I know Wake Forest, I think it was A.T. Perry was running down the
And
sidelines and Fred
Fred Davis
Davis
just
is,
grabbed him. Yeah, that
yeah.
was a good one because now
It's a
ended
smart
up not
play,
mattering
but
because the next play Fred Davis got embarrassed and gave up a touchdown because he just can't
that's Fred
cover.
Davis for you.
He can't cover 1-on-1. But I expect Wes Goodwin to really scheme differently and fix some issues and give it not put his corners on islands as much. But the reason that they had the blitz as much is because Wake Forest has one of the better offensive lines. Their offensive line is better than NC State's. It's one of the most, if not the most experienced in the country, returning every offensive lineman from last year. So I think that will also help a little bit too. You won't have to bring the blitzes as much with NC State's offensive line not being as good. Hopefully the Clemson defensive line will get some more pressure on Sam Hartman, and also sacks will be a lot more detrimental to NC State's offense than they were to Wake Forest, with Devin Leary taking more than a foot drop back behind his center. And really, what Wake Forest was doing a lot that really forced Clemson to have to come in and blow, just blitz, was they would just hold the ball for the handoff. If Clemson didn't come, they would hand the ball off. If they did come, then they would just throw it over the top. And Clemson's young corners really struggled with that. But another thing to look out too for is Trenton Simpson got hurt at the end of that game. I haven't heard anything about him, but he's definitely the leader on that defense at the linebacker position, best linebacker. So that'll be something to watch, especially in the run game as well. But, yeah, I think Clemson will win this game. I think it's going to be a fun matchup, a very close game. Game day is going to be there. It's going to be packed out in Death Valley. There will be sold-out game. There will probably be at least 5,000, maybe more than that, people outside the stadium tailgating still during game time. So it's going to be a great game under the lights in Death Valley. So it's going to be an incredible atmosphere for that game. I think it will be a good game, but I do think Clemson will come out on top, just barely.
Here's my thoughts with this game. Defensively, Clemson, just to recap what happened yesterday, defensively, Clemson looked pretty good on the defensive line. They shut down Wake Forest's run game, which is not a big surprise because, well, it's a pretty bad run game. Tyler Davis looked really good when he got back.
Returned, yeah, from injury.
So he looks good. The secondary is incredibly weak, even weaker than what I thought it was coming into the season. So I have some concerns because of guys like Devin Carter and stuff like that. NC State has the specific type of wide receivers, those big body, fast wide receivers that Clemson struggles with, particularly just because their cornerbacks do not have the height or the ability to cover those, in the same way that other defenses do. Clemson struggles with those types of wide receivers specifically. So
I think the guy that's going to kill Clemson the most if Trenton Simpson's out is going to be Thayer Thomas.
Oh, 100%.
In the slot. I think that'll hurt if Simpson's out, because Simpson has the speed and the size to keep up with him.
If Simpson's out, there's more than just that problems. Like, I think if Simpson's...
Problems in the run game as well.
Yes,
if they get
correct.
If they get up to the second level. Although Clemson is very talented at linebacker with guys like Jeremiah Trotter and Levante Bentley there.
Though the problem with that is I see maybe some gaps missed during the run game. That's the problem that I see, is not the talent gap, but the leadership gap. Mm-hmm. Not having the Ben Bulwer, not having the James Skowski, not having a Trenton Simpson even. So I think that they're plenty athletic enough at the position, and they're much more athletic. That is one thing that I did disagree with Brett Venables, though he's a very good defensive mind. I thought that his lack of athletic linebackers was starting to become an issue. And that's part of the reason why I was so stunned that you didn't go after, like, a guy in your own state in Jalen Snead, even though I think Notre Dame would have gotten him either way, just due to the Marcus Freeman connection of Marcus Freeman knowing Jalen Snead's high school coach. But that's a type of linebacker that you're looking for, a big athletic type of linebacker, the Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoas, the Trenton Simpsons, the
Isaiah Simmons,
those types of linebackers are what today's NFL A and today's college game is looking for. But with this game particularly, to get into this game and to go past Wake, NC State has a lot better of a defense than Wake does. It's just simply a lot better. NC State's offense is not as explosive as Wake, though. So I think that this game really is going to come down to, is can DJ make the progressions that he did in the Wake Forest game, or does he regress back to where he was previously? If he is what he was in the Wake game, Clemson wins this game. If he is not, and he is what he is in the previous games, NC State wins this game.
Even his previous games, he's played well. The biggest difference in the Wake Forest game, not in the first quarter, he did it, but outside of the first quarter, DJ was looking good. Also, remember, I forget who did it on the Roar, but they went through every drop pass that DJ threw that hit the receiver directly in the hands. They were wide open. He had 100, it was like 100 more pass yards, right? Even if they were hit immediately right where they were at.
Are we talking about
Georgia
season
Tech,
or
no, Georgia
okay.
Tech, just the Georgia Tech game. He had 100 more yards
of
drop balls. So what I really saw in the Wake Forest game was not DJ improving. Now, he did improve some, but it wasn't significant improvement. The big improvement was the receivers getting separation. You saw not only
this
that, but them fighting for the ball.
This is Wake Forest, to be fair.
You see Joseph Ngata going over the defender, making that catch late in the third quarter, I believe it was, maybe even the fourth quarter, but he went up and got some. And then you see the great play from DJ on the two-point conversion to Bo Collins when they have his leg pulled all the way up in the air and he still delivers an accurate pass. So he looked great. The receivers looked great in this game. And if they continue that, I think they'll beat NC State. And I do expect the defense to improve. Now, how much they get better from this game to NC State game, is we'll have to just see. But I do expect them to be better.
Here's the thing that I will say is this. Clemson has some serious question marks to look at and a lot to still prove in this season. They have games like at Florida State, a home game at Syracuse, or a home game against Syracuse, which is, well, Clemson's kryptonite in a sense. And you have, obviously, this NC State game. You have Notre Dame if they continue to turn it around. You have a lot of different matchups that you're going to have to prove before you even get into playoff discussion. Clemson has a lot more to prove. They still can do that if DJ continues to turn it around. But I think it starts with this matchup. If you cannot play the same way that you did defensively. And offensively, you have to give DJ time. That's another thing that Wake Forest doesn't have is pass rush. NC State has a lot better of a pass rush. And do be warned, if NC State starts coming after DJ, that pass rush is going to be able to get to DJ a lot quicker, and that offensive line is going to have to hold up, because that's been another issue the past 2 years, is the offensive line play has been pretty bad.
The offensive line has played good this season outside of that Georgia Tech game, and really just the first half of that Georgia Tech game. They've improved a good bit in both the run game and the pass game. So I think the big key for Clemson is get the run game going early, like they did against Wake Forest with a 40-something yard run, maybe even 50 yards from Will Shipley right out of the gate.
And here's the final point that I will make about this game, and then we'll close it out. This is the first true defensive test that Clemson had all season. Wake Forest is a trashy defense. Furman and Louisiana Tech do not count, really. And Georgia Tech is also another trashy defense. This is the first matchup where Clemson actually plays a solid defense. That is going to matter. That, I think, is going to be the difference and the reason why I think NC State wins this game.
But you have to look at it both ways, too. NC State hasn't played a good defense all year either. East Carolina doesn't have a good defense. Texas Tech doesn't have a good defense. I forget who else. UConn doesn't have a good defense. And week two, they played like an FCS school, I believe. So,
yes,
obviously,
correct.
They don't have a good defense. So, it goes both ways. NC State also hasn't played a good offense, really, or a good defense.
I'd say East Carolina's is a solid offense.
They're not a good offense. They scored like 20 points in double overtime against Navy.
That is, well, Navy is a hard team to play sometimes.
I like East Carolina. They do not have a good offense.
Oh, this is a game that I didn't put on there because I think both of us would agree, and it's probably going to be a blowout. But thoughts on the Navy Air Force game as the Commander-in-Chief trophy is on the line?
Air Force will win by a lot.
Yeah, I expect the same thing here. Though last year we watched the Air Force Army game, a really fascinating and entertaining game.
Especially
so
with us disagreeing on it.
Yeah, that one was a fun game. That was a fun game. Either way, that's going to close us out. Make sure that you tune in next week. Make sure you go check out Chicago Sports Network on YouTube. Go check out Stat Sheet Sports as well. And then we have one more part in our community that is Sorgi Stories. Make sure you check him out and head over and check out all of his videos and watch him as he closes in on that 4,000 watch hour mark, where he can finally get to that monetization that he so definitely deserves. So that's it for this week. Hopefully we'll turn in next week, as that is a wrap.